Okay, today's Mem Tes, Daf Mem Tes. It's a great daf today. We are on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis, and today's shir is sponsored by the Auschwitz family of Zichron Nishmas Brindelbas Moshe Zev. Okay, we're on the second to bottom line. So we just finished saying that when a woman says to a shliach, do me a favor, this guy called me last night, told me he was going to be mekadesh me with silver, go meet him there. She's not makbet if it's silver or gold. That's just a maramakom. She's just telling him, you go. I was trying to think of an English way to translate maramakom. I couldn't think of one. It's just an indication, right? She doesn't care if it's silver or gold. She's not makbet. Maramakom, just telling him where to go. So based on that, Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Rav Lazar, Kulas Viruluhu, Maramakom Hulo. They all agree. Such a concept of maramakom, and they all have the three cases where they would hold the right idea of maramakom. Reb Shimon hada amorin. Reb Shimon, we just said a case of maramakom. Does he mean only silver and not gold? Doesn't mean that, right? And Reb Shimon Gamliel, this non. What about Reb Shimon Gamliel? Where's his case of maramakom? So as follows: get pashut, a regular get. Get pashut means a regular get. Eid of mitocho, the Adam sign on the bottom of the get. But a get makushar is Adam me'achorov, the Adam sign on the back of it. What's a get makushar? A get makushar was when a Kohen wanted to divorce his wife. That's very, very fine. Can't take her back. So a Kohen got angry and he had to go, that's it, I had enough of this, and he runs to the sofer. A get makushar means a special get for Kahanim, the Gzeirah Darabanan. They would fold each line of the get and sew it. And so it takes all day. And the Kohen's sitting there, come on already. All right, I'll just go home. Right? It's supposed to make him calm down and not be so hasty. So again, and then the signatures are signed on each fold. You need another signature. So there's a minimum of three Rashis. At each fold, you need another signature. So, again, get Pasha Edom Mitoch. I'll get Pasha the Edom sign regular. Get Makushar Edom Mechor. I'm going to get Makushar the Edom sign on the back of the fold. So, Pashut Shekasvo Edov Me'achorov, if you have a regular get that for some reason the Edom sign on the back, or Umakushar, a get Makushar Shekasvo Edov Mitocho, or if a get Makushar the Edom sign on the normal spot, Shneim Psul, they're both no good. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Makushar Shekasvo Edov Mitocho, Kasher. No, if it's a Makushar and Edom signed it regular, it's Kasher. You know why? Shechalaso so Pashut. Because you can make it into a get Pashut, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Everything's like the Minhag HaMedina. So what does that mean? So Ravina and Bo, we asked over there, Tanakama, less like Minhag HaMedina. But the other Tana here doesn't hold for Minhag HaMedina. What's wrong with Minhag HaMedina? It's a beautiful thing. So Amar Vashi, now here's what's going on. Ba'asra, the Nehigi, the Pashut. If it's a town where everybody uses get Pashuts, nobody, no Kahanim in this town. The Avid Le Makushar, and you decided to use again Makushar. Inami or Ba'asra Dinahigi Bin Makushar. Or it is a town where everybody uses get Makushars. Everybody. The Avid Le Pashut, and you went ahead and used the regular get. Kuliyam Alo Puligi Dafka, Kepeda. Everybody would agree that when you say write me a get, you mean Dafka. You're specific. And whatever they do in that town, everybody agrees you have to follow the minhag of that town. You do something different, it's no good. What? Yeah. A vada kpeda. Everybody's makpid. You can't deviate. Ki pligi. When is there a dispute? When is there a dispute here? This three-way machlok is here. When is there a dispute? Ba'asra d'nehigi b'em b'pasha b'em b'makusher. When is a town where you can do whatever you want? Some people make, yeah, we're the get makusha, some not. It'll make a difference. Free for all in the town. V'amale, and you say, avidli pashut. I want you to do a get pashut. V'avidli, the guy goes, v'avidli makusha, and he goes ahead and doesn't listen to you. Is it abnormal in the town? No, it's very normal in the town. It's not what the guy said, but it's very normal. So, mar savar kpeta, one hold, hadakama hold, is no good. You know why? Because the guy's makpid. Umar Savard, Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mar Makom Hulo. He's just showing you, just giving you an example. Eina Chanami, he said, oh, I want to do a get Pashut. And what if he did a get Makusha? It would be no good. It would still be good. Why? Because first of all, in the town, anything goes. And second of all, the guy wasn't so backpid. Rabbi Lazar. What about the case of Rabbi Lazar? Ditnan. Ha'isha sha'amra. All the action, by the way, is coming up in the first wide line. That's all the action is. From there to the end of the daf.
It shouldn't be exactly the same.
Why?
Because a person is not, when he divorced the woman, he's not so makti. He wanted to be divorced. When to marry is a different story. When she wants to get married is a different story.
Right, no, it's like, you know, write against my, use that pen. Whatever he uses a different pen. He wasn't saying, if you don't use that pen, it's not what he meant. I use a pen. Write again for her. So write the standard one. So he wants to write the fancy one. What, it's no good? No, it's good. That's all we're saying. Rabbi Lazar also held of this. Ditnan. Ha'isha sha'amra. If a woman says, Eskabeli giti mimakom ploni. Do me a favor. Go accept the get. My husband's divorced me finally. Right? So he said, I should meet him in New York. So I'm not going to go meet him. I'll send a shliach. So do it. Go to New York. He's going to be in New York. Go get the get for me in New York. The Kabbalah Gita Machamacher. But the shliach bumps into the husband in somewhere else, in Pittsburgh. Right? They bump into him, the flight, in the airport, they bump into each other. Oh, I have to go to New York. Here you are. So therefore what? It's no good? So, Rabbi Lazar Machsher, it's fine. You know why? Because she was Machbid. It has to be only in New York. No. That's where he said he'll be. So if you meet him somewhere else, it's also good. Alma, Ksafer Mar Malcolm Hulo. She was just giving an example. Right? It was just giving an example. What, she's Dafka has to be only there in that town? No, any town. Okay. Now, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said if there's a Tanai and it turns out to be not true, it's not a good get. It's not a good kiddushin. I'm sorry. It's not a good kiddushin. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Right? I'm gonna marry you with silver. And it turns out to be gold. I'm gonna marry you with wine. It turns out to be honey. I'm gonna marry you with on the condition that I'm an usher, and it turns out I'm an oni. On the condition that I'm an oni, it turns out I'm an usher. Right? All those things are no good. So Reb Shimon said no. But if it's a benefit to her, that it is good. But if the deal was better for her, then it is good. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. So Amar Ula, said, Machlokes b'shevach mamon, that the only dispute in the Mishnah is whether it's good for her for money. In other words, he said, on condition that I'm poor. And it turns out he's a millionaire. So the Tanakhama said, it's no good. But Shimon said, of course it's good. It's better for her. Right? So that's the only machlokes. Aval b'shevach yuchsin. But if let's say he said on condition that I'm a mamzer, and it turns out he's a nussin. What's a nussin? A nussin of the givonim, that you're not allowed to marry them. So it's a whole machlokes here. If it's a daraisa, it's not a daraisa, because David HaMelech made this gzera. But it goes back to maybe Yehoshua, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu also agreed to this. So it's a whole discussion. The bottom line is, it's certainly better than a mamzer, because a nussin's son, if let's say a nussin becomes a ger. So nobody can marry this guy. Only another ger. But his kids are fine. So it's not as long. Mamzer is forever. Every generation. So it's certainly better. So it says Reb Shimon, but if the mistake turns out to benefit her, not in a money way, in a yuchsin way, I thought I'm marrying a mamzer. Turns out it's only a nussin. That's a better off for her, no? It's better off for her. Less of an aveira, no? Less of an aveira, less of an embarrassment. So that should be good, right? Everybody agrees that's no good. Everybody would agree that's no good. Why? Divya call enemu kadeshes. My time of why? Listen to this. It's unbelievable psychology. Misana dura mechurai lo be'ina. I don't need somebody better than me. I wanted the low life. That way he can't push me around. I wanted the badafka mamzer. I can make fun of him my whole life. He's a mamzer. Now he's already a little bit better. He's a nothing. I didn't want that. I don't want somebody thinking he's such a hot stuff. Right? It's amazing. Therefore, everyone would agree it's no good. But Shibadafka wants somebody who's such a puzzle. Shibadafka wants that. Right? Once he's a little bit better, she didn't want that. So everybody would agree it's no good. So we said yesterday, but maybe somebody wants a poor person. And so what the answer must be, nobody wants that. That must be the assumption. Nobody wants that. Right? Maybe somebody wants somebody to be the mom. There's nothing worse than a mamzer. Right? So she, that's what she wanted. She didn't want somebody better. She wanted somebody better yichus. She wanted somebody with terrible yichus. So therefore, everybody would agree it's no good. I buy the money, so it's a machlokas. If it's going to be better for her, then Rav Shimon said it's good. Okay? Tanya Namiyachi. Tanya Namiyachi. Modi Rav Shimon, im hita l'shevach yuchsin, en imikadeshes. If a bride says the same thing. If the mistake is for a better yichus for her, it doesn't work. It's not a good kedushin. Amar Vashi, masnisa namideka. Our Mishnah even implies that. It's not really our Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. Diktani, because the next Mishnah says, Al Manas Shani Kohen, if he's marrying me, that's the next Mishnah. We might get to it today, we might not. It depends. But it's on the bottom of Amud Beis. If on the condition that I'm a Kohen, Venimsa Levi, it turns out he's a Levi. Levi Venimsa Kohen, or on the condition you're a Levi, it turns out you're a Kohen, or Nasin Venimsa Mamzer, Mamzer Venimsa Nasin, Velo Paulo Grub Shimon. All those cases are no good. All those cases are no good, right? Because it's not what you bargained for. So the mafarshim is going to say, she doesn't want to marry a kohen. She doesn't want to only eat truma or have the tircha of truma. It's a big tircha. She didn't want that. Well, why would you not want to marry a levi? I don't know. What's wrong with a levi? There's no meiser, meiser rishon. She didn't want to have meiser rishon problems. Okay, it could be. So in all these cases, no good. It's not what you bargained for. And Rav Shimon doesn't argue. He only argues in our Mishnah. By the money. He doesn't argue in the next Mishnah. So it's not a mis-Mishnah. Obviously, he agreed with that. That if there's a change in Yichus, everyone would agree it's no good. So Maskifla, Mar Baravashi, El Diktani, Almanas. What about the next Mishnah also? Sheishli Bas. If he said, if on the condition that I have a daughter, O Shivcha Migudelas, or an adult Shivcha. In other words, I'm coming into this marriage with already hired help. I already have hired help. That's money, no? I already have help. Oh, the ain't low. And it turns out it was baloney. Oh, Almanas, she ain't low, the yesh low. Right? And that's the Shevach Mammon who? That's the Shevach Mammon. She's already coming in with the help. She's got this maid servant her whole life. So unbelievable. That's money. Shimon doesn't argue about that. The Hachanami de lo palig. So I wouldn't have Shimon argue on that. But Shimon should hold that if it benefits her, then it is a good condition. Right? Having a maid better than not having a maid. So if it's a monetary issue, and Rav Shimon doesn't argue in that Mishnah, so your whole idea, Ella, what are you going to say? Paulik Bereshia for who I didn't say for. How many times does Shimon have to argue? How many times does he have to argue? He argues in our Mishnah, and that machlokas carries through to every other case. How many times does he have to argue?
Yeah, but maybe
there's
some shifkla on this and that
could be
interpreted that it's not
shot. Oh, so that's the Gemara's going
to
get to that in a minute.
Everything over here could be a personal preference.
Right. So Shimon said, if the personal preference, right. So Shimon said, if the personal preference is money, then it is a good condition. Because we're going to say that objectively everybody would rather have that. And if it's about yichus, we have a reason why people don't want good yichus. We can't understand that, but that's what she wants. She wants a guy she can step on. Right? She doesn't want a guy who's a big shot. She wants a guy without yichus. But money, so Rav Shimon says, I'm a focus, tonight. Rav Shimon says, if it's better for her money, everybody agrees it'll be good. Tanakama says, no, it's not what she bargained for. She wanted a poor guy. Turns out the guy's a millionaire, now you can tell me it's good? She didn't want that. So it's a machlokas. But now the case of the Shivcha is a monkey wrench. Because we're saying that in the next Mishnah, how many times does Shimon have to argue? But the next Mishnah is a case about money. It's both. It's a mamzer and lazy kohen, and the case about the Shivcha. So Simcha, we're going to reinterpret that case of the Shivcha in a minute, but we're going to have to get to there. So, Ella, what do you want to tell me? Palag Bereshiv who had in the Seifa. That he argues, well, how many times do they have to argue? So he argues in our Mishnah, and that carries through to the next Mishnah as well. Hachanami, Paul Breshev, who was in So, same thing, he's arguing about Yichus. So, the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, Hasam, Idividiv Shevach Mamon, Paul Breshev, who was in the Seifa. I understand if you tell me that the case in the second Mishnah on the Amud Beis today is there's one case in there about a Shivcha. I understand. Rav Shimon has to argue every 5 minutes you have to hear. Rav Shimon, I disagree with that. No, he said it yesterday in the Mishnah, and that carries through to this Mishnah as well, regarding money. But Hacha the Shevach Yuchsin, who im Isa Palig Nisni.
But if it's Shevach Yuchsin, he should open his mouth and say, no, I disagree with that also. Since he didn't disagree with that, it's obvious he agrees that there's a change in the Yichus, no matter what, if it's her direction, not her direction, it's not a good condition. That's one answer. Or your answer, Simcha, Hachanami Shevach Yuchsin. No. Even the case of the Shivcha is a case of Yichus.
Why?
How could that be? Mi savris my migudeles gedola mamish. You think the word migudeles means a gedola? That's not what it means. That means a gedola. What it means is my. What does it mean? Migudeles gadeles. Rashi says it's a chashuva. It's a chashuva. Tosva says it's a shetel maker. What's the point? The point is these people are very, very respected in the community. Everybody goes to the shetel maker and everybody goes to the isha chashuva. What's the problem? The amra. She's going to say, his wife, Lo nichali de shakli mili mine for azla nadia kame shibivuse. I don't want this woman in my house that every time my husband says so, every time we have a fight, she's going to go and tell the whole town. She's an isha chashuva. She's a shifcha chashuva. She's a chashuva. So when she speaks, everybody's going to listen. She's a shetel maker. She's always, everyone comes to her. She's the biggest busybody in the whole town. That's what she is. She's the big yenta of the town. So every time me and my husband look at each other funny, the whole town's going to know? I don't want that. So it's not an issue of money. It's more, it's similar, it's like yichus. Right? That's why Rav Shimon didn't argue. Why didn't he argue? Because he would agree, it's not a good kedushin. Okay? Okay. Next, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Almanach shami kraina. On the condition that I'm a kraina. What's a kraina? He says, marry me on the condition that I'm a kraita. Basically means I know how to read Torah. Kra. I'm a karite. That's not what it means. But it means I'm the condition that I can read Torah. Right? I know how to read. I can read. Says the Gemara. Kivan shekara shalosha psukim bebeis haknesses. Once he reads three psukim in shul in the beis haknesses, harezim mekadeshes, it'll be a good kedusha. In other words, just because he said so, who said it's true? He has to go to the shul, open up the Aron Kodesh, take out a Sefer Torah, read three psukim. Reb Yehuda Omer ad shikrevi targim. He also has to be mitargim the psukim. Why does he have to be mitargim the psukim? Because in those days, when you read from the Torah, you also had to give a targum. So that's part and parcel of being able to read three psukim. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, today, if you wanted to do this, you would have to read it with trap. Because today we read it with trap. There is no targum today. There's no targum today. We don't do that today. We have targum, but we don't read it from the bima. How do we today? We have trap. So then they didn't have trap. We don't assume that. But it might not have meant trap then when there was targum. Might not have meant trap. Well, we're puzzled.
I can't believe that they didn't have.
They did have trap. We assume they did, but. But it might not have meant you have to read it with trap.
I think it was probably as a given.
Right. It could be it was a given, or it could be it might not have been. That might not have been what he was talking about. But I'll just read it, and I'll also do the targum for you. Which is, by the way, that's how we paskin. If this happens today, I don't know what would happen. Right? Everybody would go running for the Shulchan Aruch. What do you do? Guy says, and a girl agrees, and there's two aid in there. Right. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. For you targay me daite. What, he's going to make up his own shura? He's going to make up his own targum? V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamatargim pasuk kirtzono, kirtzoso. If you translate a pasuk like you want to, like your own will, hareze badai, first of all, you're a liar. Second of all, v'hamosif alav, and if you add on your own pshat, hareze macharif u'magadef. You're a cursor and a terrible person. Why is such a terrible person? So one second. Ella, my targum? Targum di dun. No, it means onkelos. We're not talking about some crazy... You mean onkelos. Right? So when he reads the psukim, he has to read onkelos also. The big machlok is here. When he reads the psukim now, we said that he has to read three psukim. Then we said, what about onkelos? And the Behuda says, and he also has to read targum. Three psukim with targum? It's a machlokas. The Rambam holds on to the whole Torah. You got to call them three, from Bereshis to Zos HaBracha, with Targum. That's the Rambam Pshat. The Torah says, no, just three psukim, with Targum. That's a machlokas. So, why Targum? Why do you have to read Targum for? What's it adding on? You have to read Targum. Says the Meiri, because without Targum, there's no guarantee you understand it. Right? Can we take some difficult Parsha, take Parsha's Tazriah, and go start reading three psukim, you don't know what you're reading. You have to have Targum. Right? So why are you a mechayer from a magadef? If you why is it terrible? if you make your own taga. Oh, it's so terrible. A liar, I understand. Tosfos points out, you know why you're a liar? Because there are psukim in the Torah. For example, in Parshas, Kisisa, I believe it's in Kisisa, where it says, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael. They saw Elokei Yisrael. The Targum says, if you translate it as, and they saw the God of Israel, that's a lie. They didn't see Hashem. Nobody saw Hashem. Well, maybe this is in Kisisa. What does it mean? Maybe it's at the end of Mishpatim. What does it mean? It means that the Tosfos says about Harizah Badai Shechina Mamish Lo Ro Dixiv Kilo Yirad of Vachai. You can't see the Shechina itself. You saw a representative of the Shechina. Also, if you translate Losana Al Riv, what does Losana Al Riv mean? Pashat Sada means don't give testimony about a machlokas. Right? Losana, don't come in to give testimony about a machlokas. That's what it means. It means the exact opposite. Is that what it means? Don't give testimony. Oh, I'm staying out of that. There's a lawsuit. I'm staying. What do you mean? If you have agency, you have mechuyev to go. Right? So you make up your own, says the Marsha. You make up your own Torah. If you don't believe in the Targum that we have, that's not what the words mean. I'm going to say the words mean as follows. Don't stay away from a lawsuit. That's not what it means. If you do that, then you are denying Torah min Hashemayim, right? And then you're mechayer from the Magadev, right? It's not so far fetched to say that. Okay. The question is, so why isn't translating into English this problem? Why isn't this a problem? Don't we do this all the time? Right? Why isn't translating into English? Why are we mechayer from Magadev every day? We read English translations of the Torah.
Is that translating into one language?
English.
Instead of translating into one language?
Hebrew.
Translating regular into Hebrew?
Yes, so, yeah. Translate the Torah into Hebrew.
You
say it's doing Israel.
You can say it's, oh, it's translating into, no, because they're doing it from Lashon HaKodesh into Hebrew.
So? Same question. Same question on them too.
No, you can do it in Aramaic.
Same question. Oh. So the Maharal says,
translating means you understand what you're saying.
Translations, we call it a translation. That's not a Targum. It's not a Targum. The only Targum we allow is uncles. You understand about Zeal or the Targums. When we call English, we look at the English translation. Yeah, it's a translation, not a Targum. In other words, it doesn't have the value of a Targum. Which is why Tosfos says, if you're going to do Shnai Mikrovecha Targum, you can only do uncles.
Right?
Because that's the only Targum that we have. English, not a Targum. It's very hard to... I'm not knocking it, don't get me wrong. We look at it every minute. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand the Chumash. We live in America, we speak English. It's our first language. But it's not a Targum. You should just know that. So why does Uncle not have this problem? Uncle himself changed the Torah sometimes, no? He doesn't translate Pashup Shat. Why is an Uncle a Chayef and a Magadev? Yeah, what's the answer? Because it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So what's Uncle is doing? Who's Uncle is? So the answer is it was forgotten, and Uncle is the one who wrote it down. But we have a Masorah that when he wrote it down, he didn't make it up once, so a certain Ger, Uncle is a Ger, sat down and wrote, no! Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. When Moshe came down from Mitzrayim, he came down with Uncle's. Right? It got forgotten, and Uncle's reestablished it. So that's okay. Uncle's is okay. Okay? He's okay. Next. The Hani Mili, the Amale Krina. That's only true if you say I'm a Krina. Aval Amale Kroana, I'm about Kore. That's what you say. Then Ad Dikari Oraisa, Nevi, Ksuvi. You have to read Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, the whole thing from A to Z. Bidiyuka. With every single diuk, every single kriyuksiv, you have to read the whole thing. Amanas shani shone, on the condition that I learn. Right, I'm a learner. I learn. Right, marry me on the condition I learn. Imagine this today. So Chizkiya amar halachos. Chizkiya says you have to know halachos. What halachos? Says Rashi, halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Yochanan amar Torah. Torah. I learn Torah, right? Meisvei. Wait a minute. Ezehu mishneh. What's considered Mishneh? Rabbi Meir Omer Halachos, Rabbi Huma Omer Medrash. Nobody says Torah. How can Rabbi Yochanan say Torah? Nobody says that. So the answer is, my Torah. What's Torah? Medrash Torah. Medrash Torah. It's the Medrashim of Torah. That's what he meant to say. The Hani Mili, the Amalei Tanina. That's only true if he says, I learn. I'm a learner. Aval Omer Tana Ana. But But marrying a kaddish, I'm a tana. I'm a real learner. Ad the tani hilchasa sifra sifri v'tosefta. You have to learn the whole thing. Halacha sifra sifri v'tosefta. So there's a big machlokas here. The Gra says, who is this going on? There's a machlokas. There's a machlokas between Chizkiah, who said that in order to learn, you have to learn halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan, who said Torah, which we say is Medrash. Right? Comes along the next Gemara. Says, that's only if you say you're a Tanina. But if you're a Tana, then you have to learn halacha, sifri, tosefta. Who's that modifying? So the Rif said, it's modifying Chizkiah. What? The difference is you have to learn halacha. Right. So the Gra says, so the Rosh says, no, it's not true. So the Gra says, what are you talking about? It says, halacha, sifra, sifri, tosefta. Halacha is the first one on the list. Obviously, it's only going according to Chizkiah. Right? Okay.
Now, the one thing is, if there's a machlokes between all these panels about what does it mean,
yeah.
In the end, what really counts is not what it means, but what the woman thinks it means. Because if you say, marry me in the condition that I do so and so, and she thinks that she married for this,
that's going to be the end. It's going to be the end of the daft. We'll probably get to it tomorrow. It's called Dvarim Shebelev, Eino Dvarim. Right? Okay, what she's thinking. We care about Maisa, not thoughts. That's going to be the end of the daft today. We're probably going to get to it tomorrow, so you have to come tomorrow. Okay? Good question. That's the Gemara's going to get to it. Menas Shani Talmud. On the condition I'm a Talmud. Ein Omrim Kishon Ben Azai or Kishon Ben Zoma. You don't have to be like Shimon Ben Azai and Shimon Ben Zoma. Why are these two singled out? Because they never got smicha. So like perennial tamidim. Not like them. You don't have to be like them. Shimon Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Zoma. They went into the paradise. Not like them. What it means is Ella kol shesholim and also bekol makom davar echad. You ask somebody one. They ask you one thing. Mi talmudo from your learning. For Omer, and you can answer it. Fafilu b'masechtas kala. Even masechtas kala. What's masechtas kala? So Rashi says it's Masechtas Kala. There's a Masechta, one of the small Masechtas called Masechtas Kala, and it's all about behavior behavior with a Kala. That's Rashi. Tosfos says it's Hilchas Yontif, which everybody knows. Everybody knows Hilchas Yontif. So how many matzahs do you have at your Seder table? Yes, and he knows the answer to that question. Everybody knows that, right? Then it's good enough, Hilchas Yontif. And the Maharit says, no, you know, they used to go away for a month, 2 months out of the year at the Kala, at the gathering of all the chachamim and sit and learn, so it comes back. So that's what it means. Whatever they learned at that session comes back. All right, we were learning on Masechtas Kedushin. Good. So how many ways are there to be Mekadesh and Isha? Right. Okay, of course he knows. He just learned it. Even that something very easy, right? The Masechtas Kala according to Rashi, it's a very easy Masechtas. Always a very very posh behavior about being with a Kala. It's very posh. Nothing deep. Nothing deep. Nothing complicated. All simple things. Amanath Shani Chacham, on the condition that I'm a Chacham, Ein Amram Kachach Meyavnek, Rabbi Akiva, V'chaver, you have to be like Rabbi Akiva, who darshes every kutz of every tag of every. No, not like that. Ela Kosha Shalom, also Dover Chachma, Mikal B'chal Makam, as long as you can ask him a question from anywhere, for Amram, and he can answer it, that's considered a Chacham. What's missing from the list? The next one is Amanath Shani Gibor. Amanath Shani Gibor is the next one on the list. So what about a Talmud Chacham? That's not on the list. A Chacham's on the list. A Talmud's on the list, and a Chacham's on the list. But not a Talmud Chacham. Right? What's a Talmud Chacham? What's a Talmud Chacham? 1 second. So, by the way, what is a Chacham? What is a Chacham? Rashi says, what's a Chacham? Milsa detalya b'svara. You know svaras. So you can't ask a question, what are the three ways to be Mekadosh and Isha? That wouldn't be good. That's not svara. That's just memorization. What's the reason why you can be Mekadosh and Ishtar? That's already a svara. So it's a hekesh from get, right? It's already a svara. That's what you have to know. Says the Prisha, Tlav Das B'chachmas Torah. Even if you know business, you know the world, you know other things, you know other knowledge, other svaras, science, that's also good. Okay? What about a Talmud Chacham? Says the Tosefta, if people of the town would call you a Talmud Chacham, then you have the din of a Talmud Chacham. So if you say, marry me on condition I'm a Talmud Chacham, go to the town and would they call this guy a Talmud Chacham? Then if yes, yes, good. If not, not. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, a Talmud Chacham is greater than a Talmud, but less than a Chacham. What's a Talmud Chacham? So I saw an unbelievable vart from Rav Pinkus. It's worth to mention this vart from Rav Pinkus. But this,
Derech Agav, because I'm mentioning the Talmud Chacham, it's Kedai to say it over. It's on page Tzadik of his Shabbat Sefer. So he says, Talmud Chacham, where is it? Here it is. Talmud Chacham, Einu Nimdad Bekamas Dapi Gemara Shudei Balpeh. Talmud Chacham is not how many daf of Gemara you know by heart. Talmud Chacham Einu Nimdad Gam B'Mispar Hashov Talmud Kudesh Is Ayidei Limud. It's not even how many hours you spend learning. It's not a Talmud Chacham. What's a Talmud Chacham? Here's the line. Don't forget this. Talmud Chacham Nimdad B'Misiraso L'Liban HaTorah. What's your dedication? What's your Misiras Nefesh for Torah? That's a Talmud Chacham. Okay? So if you say to a woman, you're Mekadosh Me on condition I'm a Talmud Chacham, says it to Tosefta, you have to go after the oil. Is this guy most of Nefesh for Talmud Torah? If yes, yes. If not, not. Okay, next. Amanashani Gibor. On the condition I'm a Gibor. Not like these generals in Tanakh that were unbelievable strong people. Ela kosha chaveru mitzyar mimenu. Anybody's afraid of this guy? I don't, right? That's called a Gibor. Mipnei Givurasa, because of his strength. Amanashani Oshir. On the condition that I'm rich. In Omrim Kerbalazar ben Charsom or Kosar ben Azaria. Not like these wealthiest people in the world. Ela kosha b'neiro mechabdin oso mipnei oshro. People are mechabed him because of his wealth. That means you're an usher. Asks the Machna, what if someone doesn't have money, but people think he does? He lost it all. But people, nobody knows. So he's still living in the big fancy house, he's driving the big fancy car, and nobody knows. So you an usher? Says the Machna, you're not an usher. Why? Because says the Machna, there's two ways to look at this Gemara. It says, what does the Gemara mean? People honor him because of his wealth. What does that mean? Does that mean that people think he's rich, they treat him like that even if he's not rich? Or, no. In order to be considered a usher, you have to be a Baal Nechassim. You have to have wealth. By definition, you have to have wealth. How much wealth do you have to have? How much wealth do you have to have? You have to have enough wealth that people honor you because of it. Which means, you have to really have it. That's the first criteria, you have to have it. Now, people think you have it, you have to have it. How much do you have to have? You have to have one car, two cars, three. What's the answer? Whatever people will honor you. People honor you, they have enough. If they wouldn't, him, doesn't him, then that's not. You don't have enough. But it's certainly an objective. You have to have it. You live in the big, and nobody knows that you're really bankrupt, then you're not an usher. Okay? Okay. You can file that away somewhere. Next. Almanat Shani Tzadik. Okay, we're never going to finish this daf. Amanash ani tzadik, afilu rasha gamor, even if you're a rasha gamor, mikudeshes. You're mikudesh. Why? Shema, hear her tshuva. Because maybe you did tshuva. You hear this? This is every Shabbat tshuva, somebody says this line. Right? You could turn on a dime. The Chassam Sofer says, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, kirachok mimizrach mamayrov, hirchik mimnos pishoenu. Right? As long as it takes for you to turn from the right to the left, your sins can be wiped away. Right? So all it takes is one turn. Just a thought of tshuva, I'm now a tzaddik. So everybody asks, what do you mean you're now a tzaddik? You know, tshuva is not such a simple thing. Tshuva requires vidui, and kabbalah, and charata, and azivat hacheit. What's going on here? Thought about tshuva, all of a sudden I'm a tzaddik? So, also, if it's a ben adam l'chavero, you have to go ask the guy for mechila. It's also part of tshuva. Right? He stole the guy's money. So, marrying my condition, I still have the guy's money in my pocket. But I hear her tshuva. What do you mean? You're going to give the money back. Till then, you're not hearing tshuva. Not tshuva. What's going on? What's this Gemara talking about? Right? So, there's a few ways to... by the way, Tosfos says it's a Suffolk condition. It's a Suffolk. Me'iri doesn't say that. Me'iri says... Doesn't make a mention of a suffix. Once you say you're, once you treat yourself as a Baal Tshuva, we'll treat you as a Baal Tshuva, b'vadai, says the Berachas Avram. And therefore, it's a condition vadai, not a condition suffix. So, the Or Zeruah says, you see from our Gemara, that hearer is enough to make you into a tzaddik. What about azivat hacheit and returning it? That's for kapara. That's a separate thing. It's an unrelated thing. It's two unrelated topics. You have to be called a tzaddik. I did tshuva. Now I have a chesed I have to figure out with Hashem. Yeah, for that I gotta go work now. That's a different thing. The machlokas here whether vidui is part of tshuva. So So some say that this is not only this is only true if he also said a vidui. He couldn't just do a mahar tshuva; he had to actually say a vidui. Also, there's a story that there was the Kutzker was in, it's a great Kutzker story. He was in the shul, and somebody slided somebody else. And like a minute later, they were talking. So the Kutzker said, "I don't understand. Like you slided him." He said, "No, I did tshuva. You did tshuva 1 minute?" He said, "Yeah, the Gemara says that you can even do a Bahara tshuva. You could be all of a sudden you're a tzaddik." Said the Kutzker, "Yeah, because he was a chassan. So a chassan on the day of his chassan on Yom Chassanaso, he has mechilas avonos. All sins are forgiven. He starts a fresh, a clean slate. So if there's such a person, you get tshuva. You? That's why tshuva is not so simple. And just snap your fingers and you did tshuva, right?" That's the Kutzker, the great Vart. So the question is, the halacha is, the Rambam paskens this way, Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, the Ramah has a suffix about it. If you mekadosh an isha in front of Eidim Psulim, is it a good kedushin? Two lowlifes. Mekadosh an isha in front of them, is it a good kedushin? No, it's not. Why not? Maybe they did tshuva. Now they're tzaddikim. Why not? You should always be choshish for that. Good kasha, no? The Ramah has a suffix if it's a good kedushin because maybe they did tshuva, believe it or not. In Membeis, in Evan Ezra, Membeis, Sif Hei, the Ramah has a suffix about it. Suffix if they did tshuva. But why not? So, Lacha Mishnah says, because we have no reason to believe why they did tshuva. Here, the guy wants to be married. He wants to be married. So when he says, Almanasa did tshuva, we'll believe him. These two Eidim, what made them all of a sudden do tshuva? We have no way of knowing. So it's not even a suffix. So it's not even a suffix. The Ramah says, but it is a suffix. But that, Lacha Mishnah, that's why it's not a suffix. Now, the question is, if Eidim don't know that the guy did tshuva, how could they be made on this kedushin? How are they being made on this? You hear the kasha? Two Eidim, 5 minutes ago, we just saw this guy rob the bank. Now he says he's being mekadosh isha on the almanasa. He did tshuva, and we're going to say it's good because maybe he'll hear of a tshuva. We don't know that. We don't know that. Right? So the Ran answer this question requires a lot more time than I'm going to give it. The Ran answers that you only have to be made on things you have the ability to be made on. So it's impossible for somebody to know what someone's thinking. So the whole question of why we believe them, why do we believe the guy? So we believe him because he said almanas. Since he said almanas, he's treating himself as such, we'll treat him as such as well. So in a chenami, we have no way of knowing if it's true. But we're not required to know. The Eidim are not required to know if it's true. All they're required to know is a ma'aseh kedushin that took place. Okay? And conversely, almanas shani rasha. If someone says marry me on the condition that I'm a rasha, afilu tzadik gomer mikudeshes. Even if he's a tzadik gomer, it's kudeshes. Why? Shemahira davar avonas kochavim bedaito. Because maybe in his heart he was worshiping idols. And as we said, if you even in your heart that's a merida against Hashem. You don't have to actually bow down to the idol for that. Even thinking about it's bad enough because once even in your heart now you have another god in there. That alone is Avodah Zarah, and that alone will make you into a Rasha, and it'll be a good Kedushin. Okay. What the next Gemara is doing here, I'm not sure, but it's a great Gemara. Asara Kabim Chachma Yardu La'olam. 10 measures of Chachma came down to the world. Why do we use the word, why do we use the Lashon of 10? Why 10? 100 measures, says the Ben Yehoyada, because it's Kineged Asara Ma'amaros. As the world was created, these measures were coming down. Okay? Why Kabim? Why Kabim? Why not Asara Zai Kizaisim? Why Kabim? So the Ben Yehuda says, because a Kav holds 48 Kizaisim. So each Kav is alluding to the fact that there are 48 ways of being Kona Chachma. And once we say it for the Chachma, we say it for every single one. So Asara Kabim of Chachma came down to the world. Tisha Natla Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael took 9. The Echad Kol Olam Kulo. And the rest of the world took the other one. Asara Kabim Yofi Yardula Olam. 10 measures of beauty came down to the world. Asara kab tisha natla Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim took 9. The echad kol olam kulo. The rest of the world took the 10th. Is that physical beauty or spiritual beauty? It's a machlokas. I'm sure they could both be true. As the Maharal said, not the Maharal. The Sefer Binyahu, I'm not sure who that is. He says, nowadays it's the Chorban. Nowadays it's not true. But one day this will be true again. It was true at one point. It will be true again. Asara kav mashir is yardul olam. 10 measures of riches came down to the world. Tisha natla Romi. Rome took 9. The echad kol olam kulo. And the rest of the world took 10. Why did Rome take 9? To this week's parsha. Right? Esav's portion is olam hazeh. Esav gets this world. Right? That's what Esav was given. Esav was given this world. Even though the brachos that Yaakov stole are all about olam hazeh. I never was able to figure that out. But we have a tradition that Esav gets this world and we get the next world. So he got 9 out of 10. Got virtually the whole thing. All the riches went to Rome. All the riches went to Esav. Yud kam anias yardul olam. 10 measures of poverty went down to the world. Tishanat la Bavel. Bavel took 9. Ve'achad kol olam kul. The rest of the world got 10. They got the 10th. Asara kavim gasas yardul olam. 10 measures of being haughty, being proud came down. Tishanat la Elib. Elib took 9. Ve'achad kol olam kulo. And the rest of the world took the 10th. Vegasas la Bavel olam achis. What? Being haughty, being proud, being brazen. Didn't go to Bavel also? I vaksiv. Very long pasuk here. In Zechariah, that's the Einai the era of Vehine Shtei Nashim Yotos Bruach Bekanfeim Blahina Kanafim Kankanfei Hasida Vatiseena Es Haefa Bein Eretz Bein Shemayim VaOmer Al Malach Hadover B Ona Hema Malichos Es Haefa VaOmer Eli Livnos La Bayis Bereshinar.
Basically, there's two women there that are in this vision. VaOmer Rabbi Yochanan Zechanufa VaGasas Zeruach. Those two women represent two angels of Gasas Zeruach and what's the other one? Chanufa. So what do you see? The Gasa Zeruach went to Bavel. So the Gemara Shiardul Bavel. Because in, yeah. Lachanachis v'shtarbube hu d'shtarbube lahasam. Yeah, and then it got mixed up and went to Elam. Dekanami, we could prove, Dekanami dektonit l'benos la bayis. It's said in the singular, meaning it went to one place, and then from there it went to another place. Shamina, fine. Aini v'amamar, similar Gasa Zanios. A simon for Gathas is Anios, and Bavel had Anios, so why don't we say that Bavel had Gathas? So Gemara says, no, Anios, the Bavel, who the Ikka, Bavel was poor, my Anios the Torah. What does it mean? Poor means poor in Torah. Bavel wasn't poor in Torah. Bavel was rich in Torah. Elam was poor in Torah. Dixir, Achos, Law, Kitana, Vishadai, Main Law, from Yochanan, Ze Elam, Shazaksa, Lulma, Velo, Zaksa, Lulame. They were able to learn there, but they couldn't teach there, so they need poor if that's the case. Asara Kabin Gavur Yardul Olam, 10 measures of strength came down into the world. Tishanat la Parsiim, the Persians took 9. And the rest of the world took 1. Asara kabim kidim yardul olam. 10 measures of life came down. Tishanat lamadai, and the rest of the world took 1. Asara kabim kishafim yardul olam. 10 measures of witchcraft came down into the world. Tishanat lamitzrayim, Mitzrayim took 10. Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's why by the makah of kinim, it says chartumim without a yud, because they couldn't do it anymore. So they don't have all of the kishaf, they only have 9/10 of the kishaf. Asara kabim negoyim yardul olam. 10 measures of negoyim came down into the world. Tesnat luchazirim, the pigs took 9. Yud kabim znus yardul olam. 10 measures of znus came down into the world. Tishanat la arvaya. The Arabs took 9. Why 9? Why that? This is an unbelievable vart. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, because Yishmael is a descendant of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the midah of chesed. Chesed gone awry, chesed misplaced, chesed unchecked is znus. Right? Gvura is Yitzchak. Gvura gone awry is Ritzicha, is murder. That's why Esav is a man of Ritzicha. So that's an unbelievable idea. That's why. Asara kabim's azas yardul olam. 9 measures of azas came down into the world. Kit titla tisha nat lameshan, and the rest of the world took 1. Asara kabim sicha yardul olam. Look at this one. 10 measures of speech came down into the world. Tisha nat lunashim. Women took 9, and the rest of the world took the 10th. I told the Tamar, she says, yeah, but no one saw your cell phone bill. It's okay. Asara kabim shikh was yardul olam. 10 measures of drunkenness came down into the world. Tishanat lu kushim. The kushim took 9. Asara kabim shina yardul olam. 10 measures of sleep came down into the world. Tishanat lu hu avadim. Right? Slaves. And ve'echa not lu kol olam kulo. As a matter of fact, Canaan told his children, the Gemara says, you should be very interested in sleep. You should be very nizer in sleep. So the Canaan, and they took sleep. Okay. That's basically it. And tomorrow we get to the next Mishnah and Marcel's question about Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. We'll have to speak about tomorrow also. Everyone have a good day.